Officials of the Whooping Crane Partnership say 18 young birds followed the aircraft Thursday morning out of the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge in central Wisconsin. It's the sixth year of human-led migrations to the southern U.S. But for the first time, one of the birds was from an egg laid by adult cranes living at Nisida. The rest of the flyers are from captive cranes at the Patuxent Research Center in Maryland. Joan Garland of the International Crane Foundation says the one flyer from wild parents is an exciting milestone. She says the bird is doing well.
It's pretty much exactly the same as the others because the egg hatched at Patuxent and then was trained along with the other chicks that were from captive bred cranes. So all the cranes were trained in exactly the same manner using the isolation rearing technique, which is the use of the crane costume and the puppet, and then obviously conditioned to follow the ultralights.
But Garland says another bird produced in the wild and hatched at Patuxent developed a bad ankle and had to be euthanized. She says two other birds who were produced and hatched at Nisida are not with the migrating flock. One of those birds is still with its parents at Nisida. The other chick is presumed alive and on the refuge, but can't be found because it has never been fitted with a radio transmitter. Garland predicts all of the remaining birds will head south soon.
There's a total of 61 adult whooping cranes and then the two chicks in the wild. And yes, we anticipate that they'll begin migrating here probably about end of October, early November.
Five of the cranes still at Nisida are first-year birds that will hopefully follow adult birds in the program's direct autumn release effort that doesn't use aircraft. Garland also reports three adult cranes died in Wisconsin this summer. She says they were probably killed by other wild animals. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.